La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkin. 43 yardas. El snap, le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. ¡Le dio el poste! ¡No! ¡Falló! ¡Oh! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡No, señor! ¡Los Eagles se van con la victoria! ¡Ay, papá! ¡Chicago! ¡Nos vamos para New Orleans! ¡Filadelfia gana el partido! ¡Le dio el poste!
I kid you not, that man's name is Ricky Ricardo.
Perfect.
And he is the Spanish language voice of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Tell me we added the music.
No, they play that during the entire...
Like, come on.
That's what it sounds like. Like
no,
like,
senor!
That's, that is exactly how Sarah Sanders hears it. Right. That's how that goes. All right, listen.
Beautiful.
Listen. Don't just take it from me. Take it from our friend, our esteemed colleague, and a man who I have been a fan of what he, from when he was on the gridiron to when he was on the radio. He's one of the great spirits in the history of the Chicago Bears organization, Ed Obradovich. Mm-hmm. What was your reaction, OB, when the double doink occurred?
Well, naturally, it's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's the first thing that came to my mind. You know, not again, but I know I've watched this kid kick all year, Ro. And what happens when he kicks field goals, if you can go back and take a look. Kevin, go back and get the films. Every field goal, every extra point he kicked, it would fade to the right. Fade to the right. Then when he started hitting the upright on the right-hand goalpost, then they went down to Soldier Field, and he, you know, made some adjustments, and he came back, and what he did, he was like pulling it to left. In other words, hooking it a little more. That's what I saw what happened. And lo and behold, what did he do? He hooked it. Now they say, apparently, that it was, they're calling it at a blocked field goal. Well, you can call it any way you want. You know, fact of the matter was, he didn't make it. It's a damn shame. You get this far, you're at home, and boy, it just doesn't work for you. The Eagles wouldn't go away, no matter what we did. And it was a hell of a game, but you know, we didn't make it. And the crime of this whole thing, and these kids may soon come to find out, which I hope they don't. It's tough to get there. And it's tough to get into the playoffs. It's even tougher to get to the Super Bowl. You have the 85 Super Bears with the great Dan Hampton and the guys that played on that team, which was arguably, probably people have said, the greatest football team of all time. And guess what? They won it once. They never even got back to the Super Bowl to win it or lose it. And they had the youngest team. Now, that's why I'm telling you, when you have these opportunities, you've got to seize it. There's nothing written or anywhere, said anywhere, that come 2019 we're going to be there again. There's absolutely nothing. And the things that don't look good, if we lose Vic Fangio, our defensive coordinator, Dan Hampton and I were talking about it. Dan said when he left, that took ripped out part of the hearts of everybody.
When Buddy Ryan left?
That's how much they loved him and believed in him. And I'm telling you, if this guy goes, because you look back at this entire season, you tell me if we didn't win because of the defense. There are times our offense couldn't even get out of their own way. And boy, if we lose the magic on defense, we're going to be in some trouble. So, again, let me just say it again. My God, you're there. You're at home. They had everything in the palm of their hands, and they didn't make it happen. Can't blame anybody but themselves.
OB, I'm not one of these guys putting all the blame on Parkey. I don't think anybody should. But do you?
No, absolutely not.
Right. I'm with you. But do you think there needs to be changes there? I mean, I'm not just talking about last night. The guy only hit 76% of his kicks this year, OB.
Oh, Kevin, you kid, I agree with you 100%. He's got to go. The stigma right now is too thick. It's too. That's all they're going to be talking about. If when he comes to mini camp, oh God, he's here. And when they start next season, so he has to go for the good of the team and for the good for himself too. He really does.
Yeah, he'll be under a microscope. I can play. When you look ahead to this offseason and free agency, OB, where do you think they need to upgrade most? Is it secondary, the offensive line? Where do you think the Bears need to upgrade?
I'll tell you what, I don't think they really have to do too much. I think the main thing they have to do is they've got to keep Fangio. Yeah. I cannot stress this, guys, enough. And the thing that really bothers me, where Fangio might go, is Denver Broncos with John Elway. John Elway is a very smart man, and he runs that ship in Denver. And I'll tell you what, they have three down linemen defense, okay? And they have some pretty damn good players in Denver. They might offer him the world to come to Denver. And if he does, we lose him. I'm telling you something. Not that's going to be a massive problem, but it's going to be an instant problem because all these guys, I know for a fact, love Fangio. They believe in him. They say he's the man, and there's no question about it. So, and then even Miami. Miami's got all kinds of money. They'll pay anybody anything. And Fangio comes, my God, with the San Francisco 49ers. They were the number one defense.
All right, stop it. All right.
You know, Elway and Fangio are rumored, by the way, to be meeting for dinner
in
Chicago tonight.
That's what they're saying, the Broncos.
You two are connected. You guys are connected in the restaurant world.
Right.
You know, maybe spoil the dinner or something.
They're saying the Broncos correspondent is saying John Elway is going to dinner with Vic Fangio this evening in the Chicago area. What do you think, Ro? Over
at
Viagra Triangle, probably.
Sure, yeah.
We got to go over there, hold some signs up.
Yeah,
don't
Ro,
go,
make
Vic.
Something happen. Give him a bad dinner or something.
No. I just show up. Oh, hey, look who's here.
Hey, what are you two? Use guys.
Elsway, listen, you got a phone call out there.
I got a phone. Get out of here.
Yeah, and I got a phone. You got a phone call. Don't fall on the way down the steps. Hey, I want to ask you this question, OB, because I think this is really the issue. If you are Vic Fangio and you're getting this opportunity to be a head coach, especially in Denver, which, you know, has got some pieces in place, mm-hmm. and it's a very great, great, great city. I mean, why? It's really kind of just up to him what he's going to decide is best for his life and his family.
I'm going to tell you what, Ro. I mean, do I know for a fact? No. But I'm telling you what, there's a pretty damn good guess that they're going to offer him something next to the whole world to get him in Denver. I really believe that. I truly believe that. I told you, John Elway's nobody's fool. And he knows how to win, and he knows what it takes to win. He's been a great champion himself, and he runs the Denver outfit. And I hope it doesn't happen. I hope Fangio stays here because we got the nucleus right here, I think, of something that really could be good in the near future. And you know what? This was a great lesson for these kids on this team and even the coaches, too.
Can I just go back to Cody Parkey, though? I'm sorry. I got to go back to this. Because, honest to God, if it were not for the Miami game, which he lost, right? And for this game, not for the Miami game, they might have actually gotten the bye.
They would have.
And then you get the what happened yesterday. I mean, this team, and it could have gotten past L.A., they would have at least been in the NFC Championship this year against maybe it's a team of destiny, the Saints and Breeze this year and all that. I don't know. This is kind of a last hurrah for him. But whatever. I mean, the fact is to lose based on a field goal kicker. And the last time, I mean, you know, there have been some not so great ones here. But we've also been blessed to have guys like Kevin Butler,
right,
who was as consistent as you can imagine. Robbie Gould, mm-hmm. as consistent as you can imagine. I mean, you go back to the 1970s, and I know you remember Bob Thomas, who now is a Supreme Court justice, or was. At least in the
smart guy,
smart guy, but you know, it was like that sort
not
of thing.
So good.
You and I remember, you know, when the guys go to kick and you're like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? And that's exactly what it was like. You can't have a championship team that has that deficiency, can you?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, Ro, I just heard what you said, and I heard people talking about that. Let me tell you something the way I see it, it never should have come down. Never should have come down the last couple seconds of a game to win it. That shouldn't. We scored one touchdown. One.
Yeah.
At home with the great, and those fans were absolutely unbelievable. They went crazy.
Thank you.
We scored one stinking touchdown, 6 points in four quarters of football when everything is on the line. It's on the line right there in front of you, and we score one touchdown, And this poor kid blows the field goal, and we want to hang him, you know, and maybe rightly so. But I'll tell you what, where the hell were the other 52 guys? Where was our coaching staff? How could it be that in the fourth quarter with a few seconds to go in the game, did you see the clock management by our coach? He blew the clock management. And then when the ball, I'll tell you what, Trubisky made a great pass. It was on what, the 23, 20, whatever it was, yard line. And he's running down because we have no timeouts. And did you see, instead of sprinting down there and getting the offense set and bang, get the ball and down it, he is running, and you can see right on television and right on him. He's looking at the Bears coach. He's looking for Nagy, and he's going like this, like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? As the tickets, the seconds are ticking off the clock, he should have ran down there. So it tells me Nagy didn't know what the hell he was doing, and neither did Trubisky. Because if it's the truth of the matter is, he's got to run right down there, get that offense set up, and down the ball when there's no timeouts. An idiot could figure that one out.
Well, I'm with you, OB, because there was 33 seconds, and Trubisky connected with Robinson, that big gain, and they had one timeout left, and instead of running up and clocking it, giving yourself an opportunity to run a whole variety of plays with that luxury of the timeout, they burned the timeout, which completely limits... It completely limits your options there. They only ran one more play.
If Cody Parkey had kicked the field goal, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, guys. You just, you know, you can talk about it and push it any way you want, but it never should have come down that. And I'll stick to what I'm saying.
All right. I get you. I hear what you're saying. But the point is that we're sitting here on a Monday and the football season's over. The football season's over.
What a way to end, too. That just hurts.
And our Green Bay Packer fans out there, Kim and amongst others, who have reached out to me in the last 24 hours to tell me
condolences.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I mean, come on.
We had kicking problems this year, too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but we did.
Okay, you know what? I don't. You know, finally, I don't have to think about Green Bay. I can think about, oh, the Green Bay, they're my rearview mirror. No, now they're like, yeah, you're home, too, now.
Let's just agree to disagree, and we'll start this all over again in August.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was a great year.
Fun year.
It was.
Nobody expected this. 12 wins. I mean, there's a person on this planet that would have bet on that one. But I'll tell you what, all in all, they all did a heck of a job. And everybody, well, you got to regroup and you got to come back. But I'll tell you something, guys, you got to get that offense moving, whether it's, I don't know, you get another offensive coordinator in here or whatever. But boy, oh boy, to go into this game and come down to the kicker, that never should have happened. Right. And I'm stick by my statement. That never should happen.
But, OB, you have hope for next year. You think about the core being locked up and the young team still. And, you know, you look at how they grew this season. As you said, no one expected it. And you saw each game how things got, you just got a little more hope and things just seemed to gel a little bit more for this team. Doesn't that lead to great possibilities for next year?
It sure does, Andy. And I'll tell you what, the thing that impressed me the most about the Bears on offense or defense was against the Rams when we were playing at home, and they came in like the hottest team in the NFL. You know, and their defensive line, those guys were monsters, to say the least. And I'll tell you what, our offensive line, and I made a point of that after that game, that was the thing that impressed the hell out of me, was that those five guys up front, they came of age. They really did, working together, and they manhandled them. And ever since then, they've done a great job from game to game to game. They really have. So offensively, defensively, the youth of the team, you know, and I think these kids are starting to believe in themselves. And I think if they can keep this thing together, then I think we really and truly have something really to look forward to for several years.
All right.
That sounds good.
If this can happen.
Okay. Thanks, OB.
Great season, OB. Yeah, thank you for being with us, as always.
I'll tell you what, I enjoyed the whole thing, and, you know, sometimes I get a little too excited, and I'm sorry, but
I love that about you.
I try hard not to do that, but it just, so I hope
yeah.
I didn't didn't hurt anybody or whatever, but
we love
the
it,
damn
OB.
Game of football and, of course, the Chicago Bears. But and thank you guys for the opportunity
thank
to
you.
Do it to me.
No, thanks, thank OB. You. Thank
we
you.
Love your passion.
You're a legend. Thank you, OB. Appreciate it.
Have a great 19.
Okay, so I
Yep.
I never apologize for being overly excited. I don't know why he's doing it.
You? I like how he said, "I hope I didn't hurt anybody." I don't know.
He's got a big heart, that OB.
Yes,
even though he's
does.
So passionate about football, and we love that about him. He's just ugh.
Right now, caller number 19, 312-981-7200, wins a pair of tickets to see the Hawks take on the Preds on Wednesday night. You know, realize the Hawks are only 6 points out of a playoff position right
they're
now.
They're scratching. They're clawing.
That is 3 wins away. Well, 3 wins and three. You know, yeah, they got right. some guys to climb.
Like 5 teams that have them, but they, yep. they're there. They're got a shot. They're clawing.
Courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons. Find them online at FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com and listen for your chance to win tickets all regular season long. They are fun to watch right now. They're it's an energized team. Now that Cam Ward is the official goalie, it's sort of like there's a new sort
Colin Delia has been great.
Yeah.
Over his 4 starts. Yoki yep. Haru returns tonight after fresh off a gold medal from the World Juniors.
Connor Murphy is back, and now that that Judy has retired, he feels safe.
He can come back in the building again.
Right.
Without missing. Mrs. Robinson coming up to him.
So he's got a lot of things going.
She could be lurking outside. You never know.
There are a lot of things here that are they're kind of looking up. So if you want to come join us on Wednesday night there at the United Center, your chance right now 312-981-7200, 19th caller. All right, Kim, what's coming up at the top of the hour in the news?
Chicago Alderman Ed Burke about to lose some perks this hour.